Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Still can't. I mean, I can't. Somebody called them a fake team. Lions are a fake team. We'll revisit that coming up. It's time for the NFL blitz thingy. Six pack of NFL questions. Yesterday we did the college one. Gator, you went first yesterday. I'm on the clock.
All right, question number one, Doug. The Chiefs, they're third in their division right now. Not looking the best, not like their usual selves, right? Mm-hmm. Are they more likely to miss the playoffs or make the Super Bowl?
So, look, I'm going to bet on Patrick Mahomes making the Super Bowl as the more likely case scenario here. And the reason why is if you go back exactly 1 year on the calendar to late November of 2024, Patrick Mahomes, they were coming off a loss to Buffalo. From that point on, he threw 13 touchdowns and zero picks over the rest of the regular season and the two playoff games to get his team to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes knows when it's go time. It's go time for them. So I'm going to bet on Mahomes, their experience, and what he's been known to do in crunch time. And I think they have a better chance of making the Super Bowl than missing the playoffs.
Look, you bet against Patrick Mahomes at your own peril, right? I mean, this guy is maybe the best quarterback we've ever seen in our lifetime, and we've seen some really great quarterbacks in our lifetime, but he might be the best. That being said, if I were to bet, I would bet against him. I would say they missed the playoffs. They're on the outside looking in right now. The roster is not chock full of Pro Bowl players like they've had in the past. The offense isn't this well-oiled machine like we've seen in the past. And five of their last seven games are against pretty good teams. They're going to have a real struggle to get in there with a 5-5 record right now. I mean, we'll see if they can get above 500 on the season. If they are, that's the only way they're going to have a shot. But it's tight right now. I'd bet against them.
Yeah, you guys are right. It is tough to bet against Patrick Mahomes. But I'm with you, Gator. I'm going to bet against him. And I'm going to stick with my preseason bold prediction where the Chiefs missed the playoffs. They're 5-5, like you said, in the mix with the Texans. They have a worse record than the Jags. And they usually know when to turn it on. You're right, Doug. I thought that was going to happen last week because they needed to turn it on, and it didn't. And the Broncos are a very good team, don't get me wrong. But I think if I had to pick one, miss the playoffs or make the Super Bowl, I'm going to miss the playoffs. All right, barring injury, should the Browns just let Shedeur Sanders start at quarterback for the rest of the season?
No, and I'm a big Shedeur Sanders fan. I'd love to see him get the rest of the season, but no, I don't think that they should just let him announce that he's the starter. He's got to earn it. And Dylan Gabriel is in concussion protocol. It's not like he tore his ACL, and it's also not like Dylan Gabriel was god-awful there. He's got 7 touchdowns to 2 interceptions on the year, completing just under 60% of his passes. Albeit that he doesn't have a ton of yards throwing. He's been kind of dinking and dunking his way through. But, I mean, when you're a rookie in the league, that's kind of what you do. And that's what Shedeur should do in the game on Sunday as well. But I want to see him play, and he's going to play Sunday. But to keep that job, he's got to earn it, and he's going to have to keep Dylan Gabriel on the bench by doing so. But you don't just hand him the job for the rest of the year.
When you're 2-8, everything, the last 7 regular season games, are preseason games for next year. So when you have 2 rookie quarterbacks, your job is to develop them. Kevin Stefanski, the head coach there, said something interesting, and I'm reading from a story that said he made it clear that once Dylan Gabriel is clear from concussion protocol, he will be the starter, which I thought was fine. But then he added, regardless of how Shedeur Sanders plays. And I'm like, well, hold on.
Stupid line ad.
So I like agree with the first part, disagree with the second part. Let these guys battle it out.
Yeah.
You're in a preseason battle for who's going to be the starter next year between two rookie quarterbacks. I don't think you hand anybody anything right now.
It's weird. The Browns, they got themselves in this situation. They did this to themselves where I don't understand where the coaching staff, GM, owner, didn't seem like any of them were on the same page as far as drafting Sanders. And I feel like Sanders is the one who's hurt by this the most, even though they're hurting themselves too. But Sanders, for himself, not getting a chance to maybe develop on a right team that believes in him. Now, admittedly, I'm going to say this because I'm not a fan of the Browns. I don't really care, but I would let the kid play for the rest of the year. let him make mistakes. Let him play. Let him learn from those mistakes. You got to give him his confidence back because I don't feel like he has any confidence in himself because you guys aren't confident in him. You've already said Gabriel's going to be the starter once he's healthy. But what if Sanders plays great? You're going to pull that job out from him? I don't like him playing for his job and looking over his shoulder. Give him confidence. Let him play. Like I said, he will make mistakes, but let him learn from making mistakes. This league is so quick to pull the trigger and pull the hook on quarterbacks, especially rookie young quarterbacks. I don't like that. All right, call it now. Speaking of quarterbacks, Justin Fields has been benched. Is his career as a legit NFL starting quarterback over?
Yeah, so they're going with Tyrod Taylor, right? And that's got to be disturbing if you're a Justin Fields because that's a guy that's 10 years older than you. By all definitions, Tyrod Taylor is a journeyman. And when you're 26 years old, you're supposed to be blossoming. You're supposed to be coming into your own. You're supposed to be hitting your prime. And if you can't beat out a 36-year-old journeyman, that's a problem. If I had to bet, I would bet that his career as a starter is over.
Yeah, I like Justin Fields a lot. I like his talent. I really like his talent. But after watching him all these years with the Bears, it's not that long of a career, but a couple years with the Bears and now here with the Jets, it just hasn't seemed to click. It might at some point, but I'd bet against it at this point. I think he can be a very capable backup in this league. And someone that gives you a definite changeup, or he in the right situation, sliding in like in Baltimore, for instance, to back up a Lamar Jackson, a quarterback that has a similar skill set, then I think that can work. He really, if you look at his numbers this year, he's thrown 7 touchdowns and only 1 interception. But it's the indecisiveness that he gets where he's kind of flustered in the pocket. The game doesn't slow down enough for him. And until that happens, I just don't see it.
So all the evidence points to, his career as a starting quarterback says no. But I just can't do it, guys, because I've seen too many recent quarterbacks rise up from the dead and actually be a good quarterback in this league. I truly believe whether you're successful or not in this league, especially as a quarterback, is the situation you fall into. And I felt like the Bears was a bad situation. Then he goes to the Jets, another bad situation. Some QBs are good enough to overcome that, guys. Clearly Fields isn't, but he might be a quarterback if he gets the correct coaching surrounding players, the city, whatever it is. He might actually turn into the next Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, pick your guy who's just come back. And so I want to say no, but I just can't fully say it's over. All right, Sam Darnold just had a 4-interception game against the Rams in which they lost. Should the Seahawks and their fans be concerned about this?
Yeah. Sorry, am I getting excited to talk about how Sam Darnold's fraudulent? Yes, I am a little bit. It's funny. We just talked about Justin Fields. Justin Fields in Seattle would be one of those reclamation projects for a minute because Seattle's got all these weapons on offense to work with. It's actually a pretty good offensive team. That's why Geno Smith was able to look like he was really good. And then Sam Darnold could look like he's really good for a period of time. But in reality, Sam Darnold isn't. Teams winning games because they've got way more talent than the other teams, but I just don't, I'm not a big Sam Darnold guy, as you might be able to tell here. That 4-interception performance against the Rams is horrific, and it was still a close game that they only lost 21-19. But I don't trust in him at all. I think this is a nice comeback year that looks like he had the nice run in Minnesota last year, and now this year with Seattle, but I don't think it's a permanent thing with him. I wouldn't go near him.
If we're doing this show in Seattle, I'm at about a DEFCON 3 right now. Last year, Sam Darnold's fade at the end of the year for the Vikings was concerning. I mean, the last game in Detroit, now the fade came later. He went 18 of 40-something, and then he didn't play exactly well in the playoffs. So I would be concerned a little bit I think he's a guy that needs a bounce back game in a big way.
Is DEFCON 3 worse than 1 or 1 worse than 3?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm right in the middle. I can't remember if DEFCON 5 is full-scale nuclear war or DEFCON 1.
I think 1's the best.
Is it? Okay. The worst one? Yeah. Anyway. 3's in the middle. Doesn't need any interpretation. Okay.
I would be concerned because I think it's a big game problem with Sam Darnold. I don't hate him as much as Kidder hates him overall. I think he is a good quarterback, but the big games is where it matters the most, and it happened with the Lions last year and then in the playoffs against the Rams. His three losses this year against San Francisco, the Bucks, and the Rams. Three big games that he lost. Like, he needs to come through in a big moment in a big game. I don't know what he is.
Yeah, think about it. They lost four games total last year when he was the starting quarterback. Two against the Rams and two against the Lions. And now this year he's lost his game against the Rams. He's got a Ram problem.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
All right, speaking of quarterbacks still, Bengals, their quarterback, remember him, Joe Burrow, full participant in practice yesterday. Is this really happening? Should the Bengals even bother trying to play him for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think they should. There's good news and bad news if you're the Bengals. The good news and bad news part is that the next four games all against teams in front of you in the playoff standings, which means it's a hard schedule. But that means you can reel those teams in if you take care of business. And remember, that team got hot last year. They got hot too late. They won their last five and just missed out on the playoffs. Now they're going to have to get hot and win their last seven, most likely. But I think if you've got a shot and he's healthy and the doctors clear him, yeah, I'd start him.
Yeah, I would not this week. I mean, they are 3-7. He literally just got back to practice. This is an injury that is not one that you're like, oh, he's 100%. I feel this is one that's going to linger for a bit and could linger for the rest of his career. It has ended careers. I'm not wishing that on Joe Burrow. I'm a huge Joe Burrow fan, but I wouldn't play him this week. Stay on the sidelines for a bit. You just got back from practice. So recognize that that totally torpedoed the chances for Cincinnati to make the playoffs. But those chances, I think, were torpedoed weeks ago when he got injured in the first place.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, man. You don't want to cost him his career because that affects your franchise as a whole. But the whole reason you tried to get Joe Flacco and stay afloat and maybe didn't trade Trey Henderson was to make the playoffs. Now, they may have a huge outside shot, but it's still a shot. This is why you have all those weapons. This is why the division, it's very gettable, too. Doug already laid out the schedule in front of him. They have to literally pretty much win out to have a shot here. But if he's healthy and he practiced fully yesterday, I say go for it. Our last one, guys, Andrew Siciliano and Charles Robinson, both NFL reporters, they spoke this week on a podcast, Inside Coverage, talking about the possibility of having international expansion teams in the NFL. That's right, European teams, like a European division. Obviously, the biggest hurdle would be travel, okay? But there's a chance that we have supersonic flights in the very near future here, which would cut travel time in half. I got a two-part question. One, if they develop this supersonic flight, should the NFL expand to Europe? And two, would you take a supersonic flight yourself when this is available?
All right, so this is crazy.
It's like
question.
Faster than the sound of
speed of sound.
Speed of sound. Yes.
Yeah, so this is what the old Concorde that we used to hear about. Which supersonic flight has been around for a long time here, right? Yet it's not really every day.
It's been shelved.
It's not like commercials.
Yeah, it's not like commercials, right. So a commercial flight. First, I'll answer the first part. You know me and the thoughts on playing in Europe. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it would make sense only if you do have a division worth of teams to do it. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. You're talking about big time expansion. And I just watering down the league is just a bad idea to me. I don't like that to begin with. Now, as far as the supersonic flights, I'll be happy to partake in a supersonic flight. Like thinking about going to Vegas or going to LA and it only takes like 2 hours. Well, that's appealing to me. But I ain't no guinea pig.
Yeah, you're gator, not guinea pig.
I ain't no guinea pig, so I'm going to have to wait a while before I get on board, and let's make sure that it works out and it's all safe when we're talking about commercial flights on the supersonic flight.
Yeah, I'll start with the second part first. I'm waiting at least a year before I get on any supersonic time machine. I'm not doing any of that stuff the way they... the Concorde thing didn't end on a positive note, so I'll go ahead and take some time off and let everybody else try it. I agree with you about no guinea pig. And all these European games, they've all been test balloons, man. They've all been trial runs. Of course they're going for world domination. And if there's a market for it, I have no problem with it.
I don't like it. I hate the international games already. I don't even feel like they should actually count against your record. I feel like they're exhibition games that the NFL is just forcing the teams and players to go market their game, and they don't really care, you know, if you're at your best, because they don't care about player safety, like, or health, which why they wouldn't care putting them on supersonic flights. I'm with you guys. I'll take the flight. After 3 solid years of watching everybody else do it first, you know what I mean? So, it sounds awesome. Cut travel in half, but I'll wait before I do that.
There it is, and that concludes the Wide 9 Omaha Far Down Around the League Blitz thingy. Get back to your Lions call straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.